Quel monument. Nous allons donner...
Mr. Wadd promised new monuments, new factories, new universities at a recent campaign stop in the southern town of Kolda.
Je constate partout la mobilisation.
Some of his opponents have dubbed him Mr. Promise. When coming to power 7 years ago as a Liberal candidate, ending 4 decades of socialist rule, Mr. Wadd had promised new roads, youth employment, and better government services. But many parts of big cities in Senegal look like abandoned construction sites. Residents have become used to recurrent power outages. Thousands of youth take to the Atlantic Ocean every month on flimsy pirogues, desperately seeking a new life in Europe. One opposition candidate, Mustapha Niass, who was once his prime minister, accused Mr. Wadd of being responsible for the Djoula ferryboat disaster in 2002, which killed an estimated 1,800 people. Mr. Wadd called him a liar. He said he should feel lucky he had not been put in jail in recent years for alleged wrongdoing while he was prime minister. Mr. Niass says maybe it should be the other way around.
I am wondering myself if we see all the things he did during these 7 years, if a prison on this world will be sufficient for President Wadd. If President Wadd really had full accusations, he would not wait until now to say that. So this man is afraid, as he has no result to present to the population.
Another candidate and former Prime Minister, Idrissa Seck, who was effectively jailed but later released, has called for generational change in power. He says he assumes Mr. Wadd's liberal heritage, but not his failed policies. Opponents of the incumbent also say Mr. Wadd is too old to run again. The president's age is listed as 80, but many opposition candidates say he is in his mid-80s. There are 15 candidates. More than 50% of the vote is needed to win outright in the first round, February 25th. Nico Colombet, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。